Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. Walmart says its revenue rose in the second quarter as customers paid more for goods and visited its stores more often. The retail giant says it's gaining market share in categories like groceries as shoppers cope with inflation. Still, higher prices pushed consumers to hold back on some purchases, and the company says deep discounts on excess inventory cut into its profit. The White House says First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. Her spokeswoman says the 71-year-old is fully vaccinated and is experiencing mild symptoms. She's taking antiviral drug Paxlovid and will isolate at the South Carolina home where she and President Biden have been vacationing. The White House says President Biden, who recently recovered from COVID, tested negative this morning. And Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney is expected to lose her re-election bid today in the Republican primary. Cheney has fallen out of favor with her party after she denounced former President Donald Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was stolen and later served as vice chair of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump has endorsed challenger Harriet Hageman, who called the 2020 election rigged and is polling far ahead of Cheney. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.